floor with before you got your vacuum?
Straw brooms.
Where did you keep it?
Standing up.
In the corner in here of a stove flue that always set up, had a room hanger to hang it on. Little piece of wood and a notch cut out of it and stuck the handle
See,
in it.
The chimney came down through the roof down a ways, and then we had a kind of a box-like thing with shelves in it that that held that up, you know, that set on. And on the sides of that, I hung my broom and my dustpan and my shovel that I lifted the coal with, took up ashes with.
Now, what did you call that thing with it?
We didn't call it. It was just a place.
Just a place to stick stuff.
What would you call that piece of furniture there?
Well, the china cabinet once upon a time, and those kids. Mother knocked the glaze out of it. We never could find another glaze. She got up on that in a little high chair to get something off the top, and when she stepped down, one foot was still up in the chair, and the knee stuck it right through it.
Oh my goodness! Did she get hurt?
No, it didn't hurt.
He was scratcher.
Wasn't that lucky?
The glass just went in.
Where did you keep your dishes in the kitchen?
Oh, we had a safe.
Safe, you got it.
You put your dishes in.
It's in there now.
This was a separate cabinet?
Yeah. It was really a cabinet. Most of them had glass doors on them. Some of them just had screen doors, some of the oldest of them. Keep out insects, and then all your dust could go through and get on your dishes. But mine had a glass doors, and then down below it had a storage place. And it had two drawers in it for the, but that's what I keep my bath towels and my bathroom supplies in, soap and cleaning supplies and things like that now.
There's no bureau or dresser or whatever you want to call it sitting right in there. That's about 100 years old. Other than the bedroom there, how long have we been married? 52 years? It's 52 years old.
50.
His bed is all, Ida's father bought this and it was handmade here, right in this room here. Headboard just there, go in under the ceiling here.
Oh my goodness.
Well, we had to take off a piece
of
had to take off a piece of the other bedstead to get it under the ceiling. Well, we never tear up anything or throw it away. Now this chair here was one of my mother's chairs that she bought in western Kansas from a family who had come out there from Pennsylvania. She had a set of six chairs, but the other children got some of them. I have two of them. And they're just as sturdy and strong today, and they've been in use every day all these years.
I noticed that when I picked it up. There was no sway in that chair.
No, well, see, it's all solid wood. There's no veneer on that, and it's all put together.
And of course, as the salesmen say now, you get a better looking piece if you get
it. Yeah, but you don't get it when you get it.
You don't have it.
You watch it when it curls up and comes apart. What do you do on Mondays and Tuesdays? Any special chores?
No. A lot of people do their laundry on Monday and Tuesdays, but I don't like to do laundry on Monday.
Laundry, now what does that mean?
You're washing.
When you wash, how do you get the clothes out to the clothesline?
Carry them out in a bucket. I have a half bushel zinc bucket. I used to carry them in a basket or tub, but they got too heavy for me, so I put them in this bucket, and it has a handle on it, you know, a bale. Now there's an old-fashioned word, bucket with a bale. And it'll hold a tub full. You know, washing machine full of clothes.
Did you use this bucket at the well at all, or?
Well, not this one. We